never see how we're the same. We take up arms against our brother, and no one ever takes the blame. When the man comes in and draws that line between us, will we all just choose a side or just keep quiet? Well, one voice can make a whole lot of noise, one voice singing out, but a full-blown choir can take the whole thing higher, make the song sound better, singing in one voice together.
One voice together. That's the message. And Mel Hamlin's in Columbus, Ohio, if we want to show solidarity, we have to practice that. One voice, because we have a collection of many voices. But if we are focused on the same agenda, then it becomes one voice, very loud and almost impossible to ignore. Hey, good day. This is Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. I'm going to continue talking to my audience about this locker showdown that's supposed to happen in Columbus, Ohio on Saturday. Today, I'm going to give you a little different facts on why we should stand together in solidarity and empty everything out of those lockers so that Columbus management can go through and do what they want to do, and then we can get back to business as usual. Let's start the podcast with a question. And the question I have is, what does it mean when the senior NBO says every single locker will be gone through? I'm going to repeat that again because we're going to use that for the subject for the next 8-9 minutes. What does it mean when management says every single locker will be gone through? Let's focus on that gone through for a second. See, anybody who have the right intentions, or if they're trying to actually do something that's going to be a benefit to the company and the employees, you won't use a phrase like gone through. Gone through to me means anything and everything in that locker, I can shake it up, I can, as we say, I can toss it up, I can flip it, I can do whatever I want because I told you it's going to be gone through. Now notice, he chose not to use the word inspected, but he wanted to use the phrase, the words gone through. Let me tell you what gone through means to me. Gone through to me means I can open that locker, I can go through the pockets on every coat, I can look in bags, I can check through books, I can do whatever it is I want to do. Gone through to me means while I'm working and I have my pocketbook, my wallet, my personal belongings in my locker, because I've already been notified that management will be, every locker will be gone through, that means they have a right to go through the items in that locker. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, naturally, if you ask management, I'm certain they're going to say, no, we would have no reason to go into your personal belongings of that nature. But that's not what they're stating in this poorly paragraphed op order. Gone through also means to me, if that locker is open and you have medicine in there, if the inspecting individual feels that something other than the medicine that's on the label is inside the bottle, gone through to me means I can now open it and look inside of it. Employees, you have to be very careful about instructions put out by Columbus management. And while on the surface, you may hear, well, they have a right to inspect. Well, they do have a right to inspect. But the right to inspect and the right to going through or gone through, not the same. And we have to be aware of that. So again, I say to you, on the 11th, remove your lock. Have your name legibly, excuse me, I like saying this, perfectly legibly written on the outside of the locker, and stand in solidarity with me and take everything out of that locker. Don't give Postal Service the opportunity to go through your personal belongings. Because, again, there's a difference if we're looking for contraband. There's a difference if the real reason for the shakedown is being stated. Well, and I call it shakedown. It's a clean locker sweep. There are different procedures to be followed for different kind of locker inspections, or you're looking for contraband. There's a reason to believe employees may have drugs in their locker. See, there are different procedures to follow for every type of inspection that's taking place in the Postal Service. And while the senior lead never refers to it as an inspection, so I guess he thinks that gives him the autonomy to do whatever it is he likes. And I'm of the opinion that does not give him that autonomy. And just so my listeners know, I'm not just a lot of talk. I have reached out to Postal Headquarters for guidance, and as soon as they reply to me, I will put that information on the podcast. You know, one other section of this poorly formatted op order, when the senior lead talks about regardless of your on extended leave, does not matter to him. If your lock is on the locker and there is no name on it, it's going to get cut. Well, if you're on extended leave, if you're on vacation, we were never required to put our names on the outside of the lockers before. So there's no reason to believe that someone would have their name on the locker. And because you're on vacation, the senior lead will cut your lock, remove the contents, and put them on a table in the main break room. That's just inhumane. At the very least, I think it's all wrong, but at the very least, if you have to cut someone's locker because they're not at work and they're off on extended leave, or they forgot to follow the instructions, if you have to cut that lock, why would you not separate the contents of that locker and keep it segregated from every other locker? So when that person does return to work, at the very least, all their items are there. If you place those items in a locker that you cut because someone was on extended leave and you just put it in the main cafeteria to be thrown in the garbage a week later, how insensitive is that to the employees not at work? Stand in solidarity with me on Saturday. And again, let's make sure every item is out of our lockers with our names written on the outside and the locker removed. Now, let me give you another perspective of why I want to do this. You see, not only does it send a message back to postal management, but listen, if they try to go through every locker using the concept gone through, they're going to be in there all day. And the staff that's going to require to go through those lockers, that's going to be four or five people that do nothing all day except look inside lockers. If those lockers are clean and empty, when they open the locker, there's nothing in it, they move to the next one. Listen, it's a small thing when I ask you to empty out those lockers, but it's really a monumental thing. You see, if we could stand together for something, then we could stand together for something else, and pretty soon we'll start to get from standing together on something like a locker clean sweep reassignment, we can now stand together on overtime. We can now stand together on the proper way to circulate vacation calendars. See, there are so many items, but we have to take this step first. So again, stand with Brother Kenny Hodge in solidarity on Saturday. Make sure your lockers are clean on Saturday. And then once the locker has been inspected, simply put all the items back in the locker. I got to say this. When I say to you, simply put the items back in the lockers, let me just take a second and make something crystal clear to you. I'm not talking about putting scanners in your locker. I'm not talking about putting tow motor hooks in your locker, because those should never be there in the first place. And if that's what Columbus Management is really looking for, then they should state the obvious. So when I say put the items back in your locker, if you've never been towed before, and I know most of you haven't been, tow motor hooks should not be in your locker. There should be a sign to the tow motor. Now, unless you can put that tow motor and the hooks in your locker, how about if you just leave those hooks on the tow motor so that whoever drives that tow motor, those hooks are there. This is Kenny Hodge, and this is the podcast. Let's stand together again. A collection of voices all on the same accord makes one loud voice. Have a great day.